On purpose, I create my world. On purpose, I create my world. It's so easy to live in a world that we do not take responsibility for. It's so easy to live in a world that we do not take the choice of living in. It's so easy to live in a world where we are not being our happy selves. It's so easy because we look around us and we say, oh, that's the way people are living. That's the way things are going. That's what's happening in this world. And no, that is not. I choose on purpose to create my world. I decide to be happy. And truly, I decide to be happy. All the family is going to the movie. They say, come on, let's go to the movies. And I don't feel like it. And say, oh, come on, you'll enjoy it. No, I don't feel like it. Oh, it's a good movie. It's going to be a Disney movie. It's really nice. Oh, I don't feel like it. I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I don't want to go. I won't go. I don't go. Okay, then don't. We don't want the sourpuss with us going to movies because we're all happy. And we have chosen to be happy on purpose. And if you're going to be a sourpuss, you could just stay home and not enjoy the movie with us. Well, you can't go to the movies without me, because I have to be able to go to the movies too. But we're not taking you to the movies if you're going to be a sourpuss. We're not taking you with us on our happy time, because we have chosen on purpose to create our own world, our own happy world. And everybody in our world is happy. Everybody in our world is a good person, a wonderful person, because we chose that way. And anyone who doesn't choose to be happy in our world, we just do not invite them in our world. We do not have anything against them, but we just don't invite them in our world. Now, where do you want to be? Where do I want to be? Do I want to, on purpose, create my world as a happy world? Well, that's what I do, and that's the way it works. So, I see a bunch of happy people. And I go over and I say, what are you guys all so happy about? And they say, oh, we were just watching the snail as it was going along the walk here. Watching a snail, and that makes you so happy, that this insignificant thing like that? Sure, because that snail has gone an inch while we were watching him here. And he is so happy. Well, who wants to watch a snail? Well, everything I do, I watch, and it's happy. I make it happy. I claim it happy. I enjoy it. And if I don't enjoy it, I turn my attention to something that I do enjoy. Now, I decide to be healthy. Oh, you do? How do you decide to be healthy? How can anyone decide to be healthy? That's something that just happens that we don't have too much control over. Oh, we do. It's not the foods that I eat. It's not the air that I breathe. It's not the water that I drink. It's not what I do like that. It's what I do in my heart that makes me healthy. And I say to myself, I live in a healthy, hearty, happy body. My body is feeling so good. When I get up in the morning, I don't sit on the edge of the bed and say, oh, I think I'll lay back and take another 40 winks. No, get up immediately. Immediately get up and stand up and stretch and say, what a wonderful morning, what a wonderful day, what a wonderful body I have. And you see, that's what it's all about. You name it and claim it. You do it on purpose. I create my world on purpose. I create my life on purpose. I create my body on purpose. Oh, how can anybody be so happy all the time? How can anybody be so healthy all the time? How can anybody live so well all the time? Well, it's really easy. All you do is have it as your purpose. My purpose is to create my world and have my world be a glorious, wonderful, beautiful, happy, fulfilling, rewarding world, because that's all that I care about. That's all that makes any difference to me, is that my world is a wonderful, joyful, fantastic, glorious world. That's all that I care about. That's all that I know about. That's all that exists in my world. That's all that means anything to me at all, is that my life, my world, my experiences are happy stuff. They make me feel wonderful. They make me feel glorious. They make me feel good. And if anything doesn't make me feel good, I turn my attention away from it to feeling good. I turn my attention only to that which is lovely, uplifting, supportive, fantastic, marvelous, glorious me. That's who I am. That's who I am. And that's all that I am. And that's all that I want to be. That's all that I want to know. That's all that I want to have in my life, is being happy, being healthy, living well. I decide to live well. Now, how do I decide to live well? Well, first I'd say everything that in my life is good. Everybody in my life is good. All the experiences in my life are good. Even when they are a little troubling at times, I say, what good is going to come out of this? Often, as you heard me say so often, we'd watch a video and I'd say to the monks here on campus, okay, what is the redeeming quality of that video? What's the redeeming aspect of that video that we watched? Or we'd go out and work in the garden. Okay, now what's the redeeming quality that we had in working in the yard today? What's the redeeming quality? Every Saturday, the monks clean up and do the vacuuming and the dusting and the cleaning around the monastery and stereo and make everything beautiful. And I say to Ellen, Ellen, what's the redeeming quality of cleaning up the monastery? And Ellen always says, because it makes me feel good to look at what I have done and look at the monastery and see it all beautiful and wonderful and fantastic. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel just wonderful. It makes me feel like 10 feet tall. Oh, come on, Ellen. Nothing can do that. Oh, yes, it does. It does it all the time. It does it all the time because that's where I am. I decide to live well. I decide to live well, and when I decide to live well, my living is fulfilling, rewarding, uplifting, fantastic, joyous. It is my purpose to live, and I live as I do because it's my purpose. And it's my purpose to live as I do. And it's my purpose to live happily. It's my purpose to live joyfully. I can get up in the morning and say, "Ech," or I can get up in the morning and say, "Wow, yes, it's a great day." And the more I say it's a great day, my body says, "Hey, I thought it was well, you weren't feeling so good." You do, "Wow, yes, it is a great day. It is nice. It is wonderful. It is fantastic." And then, as I say these things, as I am these things, as I do these things, the whole world just sort of responds to me in that way. And it's a wonderful, glorious, fantastic experience to have the world respond to me in that way. Because that's who I am. On purpose, I create my world. On purpose. On purpose, I create all the experiences that are going on in my life. On purpose. It's my choice. It's my choice. On purpose, I choose to do these things. It's not a matter of whether it happened by accident. It happened on purpose. It happened because I put the cause in motion. I had the attitude of mind that I wanted as my experience in life. My attitude is an attitude of happiness. My attitude is an attitude of joy, of peace, of harmony. My attitude is an attitude of good and magic. My attitude is an attitude of, I like me, I like me, I like me. My attitude is an attitude of, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is glorious. All is beautiful. All is fantastic. All is all that matters. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's why I am. That's how I am. And that's how you are. And that's how the world is about us. And that's how everything is in our life. And is that what you want to experience? Is that what you want to know? Is that what you want to have in your life? Is that what you want everyone to think when they look at you and say, hey, that's a wonderful person. That's a joyous person. I want to get to know that person. That person is somebody I'd like to know better because they are living their life on purpose being happy, healthy, living well, and it is my purpose. I live as I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.